Liz Pelka. President Omar al-Bashir, who ruled Sudan for 30 years, was overthrown in a coup by armed forces Thursday. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports.
He ruled Sudan with an iron fist for 30 years. But on Thursday, the country's president was overthrown in a coup by the African nation's armed forces. They announced a two-year period of military rule, followed by elections. President Omar al-Bashir has faced months of protests and calls to step down. In a televised address, the country's defense minister said Bashir was under arrest in a safe place and that a military council was now running the country.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley reporting. The defense minister said there would be a three-month state of emergency, a nationwide ceasefire, and the suspension of the constitution. The U.S. has charged WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in a computer hacking conspiracy. Thursday, British police dramatically arrested him at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he had been holed up for nearly 7 years. WikiLeaks lawyer Jennifer Robinson spoke from London. She said Assange's arrest sets a dangerous precedent for all media organizations.
I've just been with Mr. Assange in the police cells. He wants to thank all of his supporters for their ongoing support. And he said, I told you so.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Justice Department's been looking at Assange for years.
Assange had long feared being arrested and sent to the U.S. for publishing thousands of classified documents through WikiLeaks. The special counsel's Russia investigators have also been examining how WikiLeaks obtained emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's campaign and from Democratic groups.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The world's largest democratic election kicked off in India, where 900 million people are eligible to vote. Current Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking re-election, which is being looked at as a referendum on his performance these last 5 years in office. Reuters' Devjot Ghoshal reports his path to re-election may not be as smooth as it was in 2014.
5 years ago, Narendra Modi came to power promising to kickstart the Indian economy, to cut red tape, to make India more prominent globally, and to go hard on terror. 5 years since then, this really is then a referendum on Prime Minister Modi and his performance. Having spoken to lots of voters over the last couple of months and spoken to pollsters, the big things on people's minds, one is national security and India's relations with Pakistan, and there has been some action on that front in the last couple of weeks. At the same time, there is concern over unemployment and the state of the jobs market.
That was Reuters' Devjot Ghoshal. South Korea's constitutional court has overturned the country's 65-year-old ban on abortion. In a historic ruling announced Thursday, the country's highest court said the ban unconstitutionally limits a woman's right of self-determination. Under the 7-2 decision, the ban will be automatically repealed on January 1, 2021, unless lawmakers draft legislation that will gradually lift the restrictions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday to discuss ways of getting stalled talks on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula back on track. VOA's Zlatica Hoek reports.
South Korea is eager to revive the talks and prevent renewal of tensions with its northern neighbor. It is also hoping to develop a joint industrial complex with North Korea, which requires some easing of the sanctions. U.S. lawmakers largely agreed that the administration should make every effort to maintain solidarity with South Korea.
We're stronger together than we are separately.
Republican as well as Democratic senators have expressed understanding for South Korea's concerns and believe the two allies can reach a compromise on how best to proceed toward the common goal of removing North Korea's nuclear threat. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump made history when he met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last June. The Taliban says it has temporarily stopped the International Committee of the Red Cross and the World Health Organization from carrying out relief work in Afghanistan. It has also revoked security guarantees for their staff. The Islamist insurgent group alleged in a statement Thursday that it had found WHO staff involved in some suspicious activities during vaccination campaigns and that the ICRC failed to practically implement pledges given to the Taliban. I'm Liz Palka.